This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and the sky is blue and the sun's out and some of the plants are beginning to bud. It's a beautiful time of the year. And of course, we're hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station that they're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish as we talk about some of the things that have gone on in Israel in the past, some of the strange murders over there. And, of course, Barry has the advantage of having been an investigative journalist and having quite a reputation, you know, being reliable. And so people come and tell him stories. And many times people want to get stories out, but they're just incapable of getting them out. And so, well, that's going to be one of the stories you're going to hear today. Truly an amazing story. Fortunately, Barry was forced to leave Israel because of threats on his life, and he's here in the United States. And of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because we have Barry with us on at least 3 hours, three different programs every week, and have an opportunity to hear these stories that he has amassed through the years. Most of them are in his books and available from lulu.com, but those that are not, why, we get right here. But anyway, Barry, thank you so much for being with us, and you pick up the story from there.
Well, I'm going to do it a little differently. Usually I start with the week's events. And this is, of course, it may not be a war. It may not be an all-out war, but Israel is at war. It had a bad week. Ashkelon was hit with Soviet Grad missiles. Ashkelon is Israel's fourth biggest city. It's about 15 miles from the Gaza Strip. And you're talking about a city that always thought it was immune somehow from war. It's not. And we're going to find out that Tel Aviv is also not immune from war. But I'm not going to discuss that yet. I'm going to discuss a murder first. And it's a murder that tells a lot about why Israel is in such dire straits. And that's the murder of Ofer Chaza. Now, I assume a lot of people know who Ofer Chaza is. She was Israel's reigning chanteuse. She was a disco star from 1985 until her death in the year 2000. She was Israel's reigning international star. And she died of AIDS, they told us. She didn't. She was murdered, and there was a reason for the murder. But let's just keep in mind, she was a Yemenite singer. She became famous for doing Yemenite songs in a disco fashion. And by the way, keep it in mind, that should not have made anyone famous. You can't think of a worse formula for success than doing Yemenite songs disco. But she did. And the reason for her success, ultimately, we'll get to it, is Shimon Peres, but the story is so confused, you just have to do it in order. How she died? Well, in the year 2000, about 2 weeks before she succumbed, supposedly she checked into the hospital with AIDS. Now, where would she get AIDS? This was a very modest, unpromiscuous Yemenite woman, where would she get it from? Now, the key of the issue is that she made a movie in 1997 that was released in 1999 about the issue of the disappeared Yemenite children.
All right, and when we get back, Barry, you're going to have to explain to our listeners why the disappearance of the Yemenite children is really so very, very important. And it's a key, really, to understanding so many of the things that have happened not only in Israel, but right here in the United States. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry was talking about the movie that had been produced about the Yemeni children. Well, Barry, would you like to explain the story of the Yemeni children, why this was important, and why Opa had wanted to make this movie, why this was so important to her, and of course, then why this led to her death? Go ahead.
Well, keep in mind that Opa Kaza was a star in Israel. Any movie she acted in would have been successful. That's a given. But she hired as producer Arnon, excuse me, I have to sneeze, it's fine, Arnon Tzedek. Now, Arnon Tzedek was the last Israeli nominated for an Academy Award. He directed Beyond the Walls. In other words, this was a very powerful, in Israel, star movie. With Tzedek and Chaza, it was guaranteed to be a box office success, whatever that means in Israel. But it didn't become a box office success because it was only shown once. It was shown at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, and it closed that night, never to be shown publicly again, not on TV, not the movie theaters. It was buried. Now, the movie, it was not a great movie by international, by American standards. It was an awful movie. It was, well, Ofer Chaza paid for the movie. She paid $1.5 million, which in Israel is very big money to make a movie. In America, it's like a day's production. Nonetheless, this movie had Ofer Chaza playing a Yemenite woman who meets Arnon Sadok, who is a homicide detective, and eventually she proves that he's her actual brother, and they were separated at birth, and there was kidnappings. The point is, she broke open. She was trying to break open the lid of silence over the disappearance of 4,500 Yemenite infants and toddlers in the early 1950s. Now, what I'm going to say, I'll later prove through vast experience that I didn't even invite, but it happened. The children, some were adopted. Most Israelis think all were adopted.
No, Barry, I think that these were children who were actually taken away under one guise or another from their parents and simply disappeared.
Well, they were told that they had a cold or they had strep throat. It doesn't matter what. They were taken from their classrooms to a hospital, and then the parents were told they were dead. Perfectly healthy children. Later on, and during the 1990s, the graves of the children were disinterred, and there were no bones in them. It's a very long, complicated story, but the fact is these children are used in atomic experiments. Okay. In the United States, they were guinea pigs.
And, of course, I think it's so important that people understand it was about that time that they were here in the United States using children from orphanages, using children who were mentally defective in institutions in the United States and feeding them plutonium and other radioactive materials. And they killed a lot of those children. And CBS did a documentary on this. You can probably find it up on 60 Minutes. And there's books called The Plutonium Files. There's a lot of material on the Internet. They experimented not only with the American children. They experimented, and these Yemenite children were sent from Israel to the United States to be killed, and many of them were killed.
All of them were killed. None of them survived these experiments. Now keep in mind that the head of the Atomic Energy Commission in Israel from 48 right through the 50s was Shimon Peres. And that, by the way, is incredibly relevant, and we'll get to that shortly. But while she was making the movie, Ofer Chaza was suddenly courted. A man named Doron Ashkenazi was wooing her. Well, she turned him down. She didn't want to marry Doron Ashkenazi. He was a slime ball. Nonetheless, a lot of pressure was put on her family. In 1997, the family Yenta, the matchmaker, was given a brand new $20,000 kitchen to press Ofer to look at her suitor seriously. She was 40 then. She needed a husband. She was running out of time to have children. Fame got in the way, and her family was bought off. Doron Ashkenazi was not the person who bought her off. Nonetheless, she turned him down time after time. In the end, she married him. She married him in 1999 as the movie came out. Now, Ofer Chaza, in the year 2000, February, showed up in a hospital. Suddenly, she had AIDS. 13 days later, she was dead. As soon as she showed up in the hospital, Shimon Peres phoned the hospital and to check how she was. Keep that in mind. Personally, when she died, Shimon Peres gave the eulogy at her funeral. And you got to read it. It's Peres' talk at its worst. Ofer taught the nation of Israel to sing and made us a nation of song. Why was he so interested in Ofer Chaza? We'll get to that, by the way. I'm slowly creeping along to that. While they were married, Doron Ashkenazi proved himself a cad. He forced her to move from her home in Yehud, where the Yemenite children movement was in full swing. She moved to Herzliya. Supposedly, he got her to change her will. Supposedly, she gave all of her property and money to Doron Ashkenazi. This was a lawsuit that was fought till his last days because Doron Ashkenazi, Orpakhaz's husband, 14 months after she died of an overdose of crystalline meth. Doron Ashkenazi died of a drug overdose. And guess what? The woman who supposedly injected him died a month later as well. You've got a murderama going on. Now, when Orpakhaz died, everyone thought that Doron Ashkenazi gave her AIDS, which he didn't, by the way. But there was a tremendous amount of public pressure on Doron Ashkenazi, who supposedly gave her AIDS. Now, just to let you know, this is a complicated story. After Ashkenazi died, the newspaper Haaretz and others finally exposed that Orpakhaz had an affair with a German bisexual film director, and he gave her the AIDS. Nonsense. Of course, I've done this show with you, how the Israeli media always finds sexual peccadilloes when they kill someone. When the establishment kills someone, they make up sexual peccadilloes. This didn't happen. But Doron Ashkenazi knew he didn't have AIDS, and he was going to prove it. And he was going to blow the lid off the murder of Orpakhaz by proving this. And he had to be shut up. But he was murdered on Passover evening, the night of the first Seder, a commemorative meal, when all of Israel is with their families. He decided to stay home, supposedly, and take crystal meth. His car was found in South Tel Aviv, about 10 miles from where he died in Herzliya. No one can explain that to this day. He was apparently kidnapped, pumped full of something, and he died. And the woman who pumped him full of this stuff on the evening of Passover also died about a month later. This couldn't happen. This is not how murders happen. This is not how Orpakhaz's life was. And I started investigating simply because you can sniff a murder, you can smell a murder. When things don't add up, you can smell it. And I knew right away that Orpakhaz's AIDS was a very, very wrong diagnosis. And lo and behold, I was right. Because the Haza family, who was, by the way, fighting Doron Ashkenazi over a will that was never found, had a lawyer named Rami Tzuberi. Rami Tzuberi appeared on Israeli television, and he had prescriptions. And the prescriptions given to Orpakhaz would never have cured AIDS. They were poisoned. And he demanded she be interred to prove she didn't die of AIDS. And by the way, when this happened, a lot of people remembered, I don't know how many people, but I wrote the book and it came out in the Hebrew and English. A lot of people remembered that I said she did not die of AIDS. She was poisoned to death because she was exposing the horrible, horrible crime of Shimon Peres and David Ben-Gurion and the whole gang of labor Zionists. And by the way, there is good Zionism. Labor is not it. What they were doing to the M&A children in the 1950s, Orpakhaz was exposing in the 1990s. Doron Ashkenazi was sent to kill her. I hope I made that plain. He was a hitman.
All right, but I think you're going to have to tell the people how you know he was a hitman, because I've heard this story before.
We're creeping along. This is not an easy story to tell, and to keep any logic in this without losing all, your listeners is a big challenge. Let me start with the fact that Orpakhaz was suddenly made a symbol of the peace movement in Israel. Do you remember the song, oh my goodness, you are the ones, we are the people, we are the ones, what's it called, to feed the African children, the rock and roll song, well, it doesn't matter right now.
Hold that thought, Barry, because we're going to have to go to a break, and when we get back, maybe you'll remember, and if not, it isn't that important.
I'll remember.
Hold on.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest Barry Shamish is telling us the story of the Yemenite children. And if you've never heard the story, you can go up on the internet and Google in Yemenite children, or radiation experiments, and you'll find out about the 4,500 children who were actually kidnapped over in Israel and sent to the United States to be used in these experimental programs. Now, they cannot allow the American people to understand that any more than they can allow them to understand that they've experimented on children here in the United States and killed many of them intentionally and purposely because they just wanted to see what the radiation would do. But nobody is ever held responsible. They've experimented on our servicemen, hundreds of thousands of them. That's covered in the Rockefeller Committee report. Study of the radiation experiments on children here is in the Plutonium Files. It's a book, Plutonium Files. You can still get it on the internet. Understand the degree of evil we're up against. But, of course, here is a very, very prominent woman, a very prominent singer in Israel, who is suddenly beginning to try to bring out the truth, and this cannot be allowed. So it would embarrass the people in Israel. It would certainly embarrass the people here in the United States who work very closely with the evil people who run the Israeli government. So you pick up the story, Barry.
Yeah, the song was We Are the World. And there's Orpha Kaza and John Lennon. And, well, she was turned into a symbol of peace by Shimon Peres. She sang at the signing of the Oslo Accords. In November of 93, there's Orpha Kaza. She sang at the Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize Accords, when Shimon Peres bribed his way to a Nobel Peace Prize. What is she doing with Peres? Why is he giving her the eulogy? Why is he phoning the hospital to ask how she is? All of these questions should have been obvious, but they weren't to anyone apparently but me. And then I got the answer. And this is what I believe you were hinting that I should get to while I still have time, and I am now. After her death, and I started reporting the death of Doron Ashkenazi and how nothing made sense, I received from her cousin. His name was Meir Meshulam. The same as, well, you don't know this, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam was leading the Yemenite children's, well, the movement to get the truth out. He went to jail in 97. He came out lobotomized in 99. He asked me to be the spokesman for his movement to get to the truth of the Yemenite children. I met him in prison, and he told me the story. And way back then, by the way, I didn't know if I believed it or not. When I wrote, I said, he said this, I don't stand by it. He claims, well, I asked him, why don't you just unite the biological parents with their children and put an end to this movement the way it should be put an end to? And he had already done that with the mother and daughter, the Omasi mother and daughter combination, whatever, what do you call a mother and daughter, whatever. Margalito Massey was the mother. I met them both. They looked like twins. They were both rotund people with the exact same face. And lo and behold, that was about the last that he put together. And he told me. He said he turned up the music. He knew the room was being bugged. We were in a cell deep into the prison. He asked me to be spokesman for his movement because of the success I had with Rabin. He was very impressed with me. He blasted his radio tape with Hasidic music, and he said, I'm not gonna tell anything until the parents die. He said there were maybe 500 adoptions. He said the vast majority of the children were taken to America and died cruel deaths in atomic experiments. And he said the leader of the Israeli Atomic Commission was Shimon Peres. This was the first time I ever heard this, and that's why they lobotomized him. That's why they shot up his house. I was in his house. I saw the bullet holes. There were 60 bullet holes inside his house from the Israeli army and police. They killed one of his congregants 18-year-old kid. They killed him. This is what happened to the leaders and his, well, what can I tell you? Mayor Meshulam is a distant relative of Uzi Meshulam, and he is a close relative of Ofer Kaza. He phoned me up and said, we have to meet. You're on the right track, but you don't have the whole story.
And when we get back, you're going to get the rest of the story of this strange murder.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Barry Shamish. And before we get on to the rest of the story, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, and how they can get your DVDs.
Well, the story of Ofer Kaza is in my book, Ship Tides, Fee, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. You go to Lulu, www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search, write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Shamish, and you'll get to the book and the details. My website is officially the Barry Shamish website.com, but barrychamish.com will get to you. The DVDs, including the one just released with 124 radio shows from the year 2007, is, I'll give you a phone number, 904-501-7605-904. 501-7605. Now we're back to Tel Aviv, near the Shalom Tower. There's a little cafeteria, and I met Mayor Meshulam. He comes with a briefcase, and he just says, outright. He didn't say outright. He led into it. The story was a little too difficult to just say outright. But what he said is that Ofakaza has had a long-term affair with Shimon Peres. And without Peres, she would never, ever have become famous. He used his power, and by the way, the recording industry is incredibly all tied up with politics. This is the time to discuss that complicated subject, but he made her Israel's famous singer. You can thank him for that. He, way back in 79, he saw her in her first movie. He used his powers to get to know her, and well, lo and behold, the Nobel Prize, which Peres bribed, $100,000, was paid to the Nobel Committee, and we have a witness to that. His name was Christensen, who said that Peres just used Terje Larsen to pay them off, but Ofakaza sang at the ceremony. And then Mayer pulls out his briefcase and opens it up. And here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres with the Queen of Sweden. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres with Margaret Thatcher. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres at the Vatican. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres at the signing of the Oslo Peace Accord. Peace. Well, it was called that. I said, this is unbelievable. He was with her everywhere. This is what he was doing with a woman 35 years younger than him. Well, I knew that this can't be a coincidence. And then Mayer said the whole family knew that Ofra had this affair with Shimon Peres. A lot of the family thinks he raped her. He said, I don't think that. I think it was mind-screwing that he used his power over a poor girl from the slums, and he would take her to the Nobel Prize dinner, and he would introduce her to the Queen of Sweden, and then later, when they're in the room together, what's she going to say? No. That's what Mayer said, by the way. She's going to say no to him, the great Shimon Peres. He said Peres had a long-term affair with Ofakaza. And by the way, this was not easy for me to listen to. And then he said outright, he said in 97, Ofakaza decided to use all her fame to break open the issue of the disappeared Yemenite children. And Mayer says it was, I don't believe, he said, Mayer said to me, that she knew that Peres was behind the disappearances. He said, I know that. He said, but I don't believe Ofra knew it, but I think she was trying to redeem herself. I think she was deeply ashamed of how she sold herself to the Shimon Peres, but Mayer told me, as soon as she made that movie, Peres went into action to wipe her out. You do not reveal the disappearance of the Yemenite children and live in Israel. Peres kills people. And then he said straight off, Doron Ashkenazi was the hitman. And I said to him, who was he working for? Shabak, Mossad? He said he was working for Peres, straight out. He was there to make sure she was dead. And when that movie came out, he said to me, it was chopped up. He said, I spoke to Ofra. She told me there were scenes when she named Peres as compatriots, including Yisrael Kassar. You don't have to know who that is. It was just a close compatriot of Peres. He said that name was rubbed out of the movie. He said, straightforward, that movie came out in 99. She was married to Ashkenazi. He was poisoning her. And then he reveals the big one. He said, Ofakaza's doctor, her name was Mimi Hatman, was a lover of Doron Ashkenazi. Mimi Hatman fed Ofakaza poison. He says, that's why Ofakaza slowly died. He said it was between Doron and this doctor, they killed her. And I was dumbfounded. And by the way, I'm not easily dumbfounded, but he had the documents and the pictures, and the names. And he said that's how the murder took place. He said they might have infected her with AIDS, but the fact is they didn't have to. Now, the Israeli public was told that Ofer Chaza did not report or treat her AIDS because she thought she would disappoint her fans. And Mayer says to me, do you really believe that Ofer was so shallow that she would die rather than disappoint her fans? He says the spin they put on it was that Ofer Chaza let herself die of shame. He said, do you really know anyone prepared to die of shame voluntarily? He said, straight off, he said, Ashkenazi was there. But when Ashkenazi could not stand all the pressure put on him to take an AIDS test because he didn't have AIDS, he said that's when he was going to blow the lid off the whole murder of Ofer Chaza, and he had to be eliminated. He had to be wiped out. And he says that's when the murders started happening. There was a woman who, one way or another, kidnapped him, didn't kidnap him, but she injected him with the crystal meth enough to kill him. She said she was dead within a month. He said as soon as it got out of hand, they just killed the main participants. This is the murder of Ofer Chaza. This is coming straight from her cousin. And this is in my book, Shabbat's Believers and Zionism of the Holocaust. They killed her because she was going to expose, number one, Shimon Peres as the, well, he was the only one living by then of the main conspirators, but she was going to expose the labor Zionists, including David Ben-Gurion and Chaim Weizmann and Golda Meir, for actively knowing that they were kidnapping children to get atomic secrets, to learn how to make the bomb. They simply demoralized the entire Yemenite community. It still isn't back together again.
All right, now I think the important thing is the fact that there was some sort of a deal between Peres and who headed the Atomic Energy Commission in Israel, and the leaders over in America who wanted guinea pigs, human guinea pigs. And so the deal, pretty well, as far as you can figure, was he would send them the children, and they would get some atomic secrets. Is that how it worked?
Boy, they would get secrets to the bomb.
Right.
And by the way, this deal was part of something much wider, and we've discussed this, but I'll do it again if you want. Was the American Army sending 7 X-ray machines and massive doses of gamma rays put into the brains of 108,000 Sephardi children. They were doing vicious, vicious experiments all the Sephardi children. The Yemenites might have been taken to America, but the Moroccans, Iraqis, Algerians, whatever, in Israel, were subjected, supposedly, because to cure their scalp or ringworm, were subjected to massive doses of gamma rays through their brains, an issue that in Israel is an ongoing, they're now adults who are crippled, and their children have these horrible diseases. It passes generations. Peres got his bomb, and the Sephardic children got crippled, and they got killed.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story, but of course the thing is that all of these stories are thoroughly suppressed here in America. Fortunately, we have the Internet, and you can certainly look up on the Internet the ringworm children, the ringworm
children. Well,
let's see
the movie.
Right.
I've advertised that in my send-outs. I've given the address for anyone who wants to see that movie. I became quite close with David Dahan. He was the director of the movie, and he admired my work, especially on Rabin. And, well, if you want to know how cruel, again, the Israeli people were the victims, but that establishment in Israel look, I don't like to use the word Nazi experiments, but my Lord, this is really up there with them. And this is just an issue why Israel right now is going down the drain, because these people run the establishment of the country, including the army and the courts. But how much time do we have left?
We've got about 6 minutes now.
Well, let's go and do what happened in Israel this week. Number one, well, Hamas is just bombing Sderot and Ashkelon, and they're leading to an attack on the Gaza Strip. Something happened in Jerusalem 2 days ago. Jerusalem got officially divided. The suburb of Atarot was fenced in. Huge signs from the Israeli government banning Israelis from entering a suburb of Jerusalem called Atarot. It was now Palestinian territory. Now, can you imagine fighting a war where Israelis are now seriously dying and getting wounded, and at the same time rewarding them with a big chunk of Jerusalem? Now, that's what happened. Just so you know, and even worse, 400 acres of Atarot are settled with Jewish families. Well, what, are they going to be part of the PLO? This, by the way, there are many, many issues that happened this week, but this is proof positive that the government of Israel is dividing Jerusalem against the will of the people of Israel. Atarot is done. Now, let me tell you, well, you know what, let's go smooth and easy with a nice memory that I have of Atarot. Atarot is the site of the Jerusalem airport. Not that, excuse me, not that it's been used much. Ever since the Oslo so-called peace, it's been too dangerous to land a plane in Atarot, but it was the Jerusalem airport. And it's now in the hands, apparently, for good of the PLO.
Now, this is not the major airport there in Israel. This is just a local airport.
Well, it was international.
Sure.
It had long runways. Look, I'll tell you a little story that I like to tell. It's a nice story about Atarot. A movie was made there called Ashanti. It was made in 77, I believe. It starred Michael Caine. I was a college student. I made a little extra money being an extra. So I got on the bus, and we all us extras went to Atarot Airport. And between scenes, I noticed that Michael Caine looked very lonely. He was sitting by himself, and no one was talking to him. People, I guess, are very intimidated by this big star. The star of Alfie was right in their midst. And I said, the heck with it. I went up and talked to Michael Caine. And, well, originally he said it's a nice day, and he said it's a good place for a movie scene, Atarot Airport. He said it's a very quaint airport. And then finally I said to him, I said, a lot of people here think that your real name was Cohen. And I'm just wondering, are you Jewish? And Michael Caine nodded no. He said, I wouldn't mind being, but I'm not. And that was my little conversation with Michael Caine. Never thought of it until 2 days ago when Atarot was banned to Israeli citizens. This little memory came back of Atarot, my little memory of Atarot. It's now gone.
Well, I think it's so important that the American public understand that, I mean, the Israeli government is financing the Fatah terrorists under Abbas. And, of course, Abbas then is helping to fund Hamas, which is another terrorist organization. The United States is funding them all. In fact, a lot of the Hamas terrorists got their training from the United States and are getting funding from the United States directly or indirectly. And you have to ask yourself, why would we be funding the Palestinian terrorists at the same time we're funding Israel? It doesn't make sense anymore than the fact that we're funding Egypt, which is in full production for war with Israel, and then we continue funding Israel. So until people can understand how the game is played, none of this makes sense.
How's the game played? No one can understand this. Mahmoud Abbas went on Jordan TV this week and said that we're not in a position to fight Israel, but eventually we'll get stronger and we will fight Israel. He went on Jordan TV and said that this week. And do you think he's being punished for this? Israeli TV showed it very satirically that this peace partner, he's just waiting till he's strong enough to fight Israel. Look, there are no rules. American Jewish organizations think that by having a two-state solution, Israel's going to find peace. What are they, nuts? They really, really think that PLO and Hamas are going to just stop in their tracks and gather their little pieces together and have peace with Israel. They're going to try and bring down Israel. It's that simple. Hamas and the PLO work together. In the meantime, there's a strategic difference, but their goals are precisely the same, no different.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, and those of us who understand what's going on are considered by most people to be crazy, but we're not crazy. We are funding both sides in most battles, and when you understand that, things really begin to make sense. So anyway, we're out of time, Barry. Thank you so very much for being with us. We won't be talking to you probably next week, but we'll talk to you the week after that. And so if I don't call, don't think that you've been forgotten. God bless.
Oh, no, I will talk in 2 weeks.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Whale. This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry Shamish. Fascinating source of information. And you have to understand that there really are evil and wicked people out there. They're poisoning us today. They're poisoning people in most of our communities with fluoride in the water. And that since they're using hydrofluosilicic acid, why, of course, that increases the lead levels in the blood. And if you go by race, why it increases the lead level in the blood of Negro children, of black children, the 6 times, Hispanic children 4 times. Today in America, we have over 2,300,000 people in prison, and about almost 10% of the black population is in prison today. Why? Because lead leads to raids and criminal activity, and they know that. They're poisoning our black people. You have to understand there is an agenda. Since AIDS, the disease of AIDS is primarily a disease of blacks. Almost half of the people in the United States who have AIDS have been black. Nobody's going to tell you that. That's why the disease is so much more prevalent in Africa, where, for instance, in Botswana, 46% of the women there, all black, 46% of the women who are pregnant are tested and found to be HIV positives. Understand that there is a racist agenda. There are evil and wicked people out there. You need, of course, to get my talks on None Dare Call It Genocide, my talk on planned population reduction, and my talk on population control. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a copy of my treatise on the Population Control Agenda Monograph. Another excellent source of information is Dr. David Aub's DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Control Agenda. Mercury Autism and Global Population Control Agenda. And that's the question. When you get that, you get a CD-ROM. Not only get the DVD, but a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on how they're poisoning our children with mercury. They know that. These are scientific studies, but of course the doctors don't have time to read all of this. That's why you've got to get the information. If you want to know how they're poisoning our boys over there in Iraq, or why almost a third of them are ill before they get, within 3 months of the time they get home, why, of course, the DVD is Beyond Treason. And there's a CD-ROM there with thousands of pages of Army documentation on the toxicity of depleted uranium. And one more reason for using it is to poison our soldiers so that there won't be anybody to fight for freedom when we finally come to that point. And then, of course, you need to get my material on the water fluoridation. It's a syllabus and a talk on the hidden agenda. And in that syllabus, there's so much documentation. And you'll see the pages from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about the plan. And this is what he says. Diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the mind of the children that they'll never be able to vary in their thought what they've been taught by the schoolmaster. Now, what do you think they're going to put in the diet? What do you think they're going to put in the injections to control the mind of our children? They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the hidden agenda. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We've got all sorts of material there on mercury. They're poisoning them with aspartame. You hear about all the pathological obesity. Oh, our children are so fat. It's the colonel's fault. It's McDonald's fault. It's the aspartame. It's the poison that Donald Rumsfeld had put into our food supply after the FDA had fought it for 15 years because they knew it was a poison and were poisoning our children with aspartame, NutraSweet. We're poisoning them with MSG. We're poisoning them with genetic foods, genetically modified foods. We're poisoning them with fluoride. We're poisoning them with mercury. Do you care? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.